Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Aleph. Begin on the third line down with the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the conversation from the previous daf that Rami Bachama was asking Rav Chisda regarding the two different interpretations we have in the halacha of our Mishnah of where exactly do the witnesses sign on the Get Mekusher. Again, as we explained, the way a bound document is made is that they have a line of writing, which then is folded over a blank part, which then another line of writing, which is folded over another blank part, and the witness is signed on the outside, says the Mishnah. Now, there was machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba. What exactly does it mean on the outside? Rav Huna, as Rami Bacham had asked on his opinion on the previous staff, regarding, he holds that it's written on the front part, but on the over the folded parts. So it's on the top, on the front. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, has a different interpretation, and now Rami Bacham is going to continue his questions now on the second opinion. On that, asked Rami Bacham at Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, da amar achari haksav. He says that actually, not like Rav Huna, who says that by every fold, that's where a witness is signed. So for every fold he signs, there's another fold, another witness signs, another fold, another witness signs. No, he says, witnesses sign on the other side of the page of where the writing is, it's an opposite the writing on the outside, that's where the witnesses sign, and therefore they fill up the witnesses' signatures, their space of where they sign fills up all the way up until the end of the document, and therefore, according to Rami Baraba, unlike what we explained in the Rav Huna, you don't have to write in the bottom of the document, Shar V'Kayam, because a regular document, the witness is signed at the bottom. You know, that's for office use only. You can't add on anything if you're holding the document after that point in time, after that place, because you know that that's where it ends. According to Rav Huna, that he said that the witness is signed on the top, so you have to write Shar V'Kayam. No, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, you don't need that, because their signatures on the back, wherever they're signing, is opposite the space of wherever the writing is. So if someone adds writing later, it's obvious it was added at a later point in time, because the witnesses didn't sign all the way until that point. But ask Rami Bacham at Rav Chisda, there's still a concern. Because Leichesh Dilma, we should be concerned that maybe the one who's holding the document, let's say the lender, whoever it is, that maybe he forges, and Ksiv Megavoy, my debay. He's going to write inside the document, at the end on the bottom, whatever he wants to. But didn't we say that you have, but the witnesses didn't sign that far down? Yeah, but Umachtim Sahadi Yisayr Mavroy. He'll add on, the one who's holding the document, more witnesses at a later point in time to have them sign on the outside opposite the new lines that he added, because he added new words at a later point in time, and he'll have other witnesses sign opposite on the outside to fill up that space in the document which is the lines that he's adding on, and he's having the witness sign on the other side. Vaman, he's going to say, no, l'rabbis ba'edim hudavdi. You want to know why there's more witnesses added on? Because although that for Get Mekusher, as we said in the Mishnah, it's enough to have three witnesses. But says the one who's holding the document, I wanted to make it very public, and therefore I wanted to have a lot of witnesses that everyone should know that I have this debt that's owed to me. As we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, the Pe'alav and the Beis, that there's a Get Kereach, which is possible, which you have to fill up as much as possible. And the Gemara there explains, what's a Get Kereach? It's when you have more folds than you have witnesses. That's problematic. But if you have more witnesses than folds, that's okay. So therefore, we should be concerned that he might come to add on witnesses, and then he'll be able to write, add more lines. So therefore, they might come to a situation of forgery in the Get Mekusher, according to Yirmiyahu Abba's interpretation. So that Amalei, if Chiz responded back to Rami Bachama, what, Misav, do you think that according to Yirmiyahu Abba, Edim Kisirjun Chasimi? Do you think that witnesses sign in the order on the other side of the writing, on the other side of the page, just like the way the writing is done on the front side? In other words, if let's say that the document was written in horizontal lines, that you think the witnesses also sign horizontally, or if they write vertically, that the witnesses also sign vertically, and that is that they start to sign in the beginning of the document opposite where the witnesses start saying, oh, that this is what happened in front of us, and it's all one line after another one, then you're right, your question would be valid. Then, of course, it could add on more lines, and then forge and add on more witnesses after that. On that says Rav Chisda, but that's mistaken. The witness is signed from the bottom going upwards. In other words, they start to sign on the bottom opposite the bottom line, one beneath the other one, and they continue their signature going up on the length of the document. So if, let's say, the document was written vertically, they sign horizontally. If it was horizontally, they sign vertically. And that's how it says in the Yerushalmi, in the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael, that regarding an open document, the witnesses sign on the width, like the way you write in the width of a page. So the witnesses sign according to the width. But a get mekusher says the Yerushalmi that the witnesses sign along the length, because generally the writing is along the width. So they, whatever it is, but they do it perpendicular to whatever the writing of the document is. So therefore, that's what the Chizda answering, since they start to sign opposite the bottom line, you can't come along and then add on and forge more writing and to have another witnesses at a later point in time, because the document can only be verified opposite the signatures going upwards, because that's where they start. They start at the bottom line, so the witnesses all started there, all going all the way up to the top. And if you're going to add on more lines and add on a witness, it's obvious that you added past the line of where the other three witnesses had already signed, and that you had added that on. But still, Rav Machamer is bothered. He says, but let's have a different concern yet. I understand you can't add on, but let's be concerned, Dilma Misrami Reyesa Beshita Achreina, that maybe it's going to be that the one who's holding the document, that the last lines of the document has something that he doesn't like, that doesn't work for him. Let's say there's a stipulation, or there was a payment that was written over there, which is hurtful for the one who's holding the document. What he might do then is V'gayizle L'Shita Achreina. He might come to cut off the last lines. He's just going to cut the document short or cut off the last lines. Now, although in that process, if he's going to do that, as we said, that the writing is opposite with this, the signatures they sign opposite the bottom lines, and the guys lay Leruven Badei, therefore he's going to be cutting off the first name of the witnesses, their own proper name, which is signed opposite the bottom line. But on that says Rambacham, but still, when a person signs, they generally sign Reuven ben Yaakov 8, Shloima ben Moshe 8. It says their names. So you're going to be left with Ben Yaakov Eid. So therefore, ask Rabbi Bachama, even if he's going to cut off the bottom line, and he'll cut off the first name, which is the proper name of the person, but a miskasher Ben Yaakov Eid, the document will still be kosher for the document holder, and he'll be able to get rid of this incriminating evidence of the document, because it'll say, the son of Yaakov is a witness, and that's kosher. It's not like, well, then the Mishnah is getting. If it says in the document for the witness's signature, Ben Ish Pliny Eid, the son of that person is a witness, is kosher. It's going to be kosher, because since we recognize that this is the handwriting of that person's son, it's a valid verification of the witness's signature. So therefore, this should be a valid concern according to Rimi Baba's interpretation, even though they sign all the way till the bottom, but he could still cut off their name and it'll still be kosher when it says Ben Yaakov Eid. So that answers Rav Chisda. No, the way they do it in the Get Mekusher, that it shouldn't have this concern, is the Chsiv Reuven Ben. It says the words, Reuven is the son. It says that Bechadar. It says that in one row, meaning opposite one row of writing on the bottom. The Yaakov Eid Ilovei. And it says the second half of that statement, and Yaakov, meaning his father's name, it says Reuven the son of, on one line, Yaakov, is the witness. It's not going back on Yaakov, it's going back on Reuven ben Yaakov. It says that on the line on top of that. So therefore, Rav Chisda answers that if he's going to cut off the bottom line, which is going to cut off where it says the word Reuven, it's also going to cut off the word Ben with him. So you're only going to be left with the word Yaakov, which that's not going to help, because that's not verifying who the person is. And that's not who actually the person is. It's actually Reuven, the son of Yaakov. But in that Asti Gemara, still, V'leichesh de magayiz li l'ruven ben. Okay, fine. So if that's the way it's written, we should still be concerned he's going to cut off the bottom line, which has the words Reuven ben. U'miskashe v'Yaakov Eid, he'll still be able to verify the document, because it'll say Yaakov is the witness. And he's going to come to say, and we're going to come to say, that, oh, Yaakov himself must assign his name. The father was the witness. And it's going to verify, and it's going to make his document kosher. Did not like learn over there in Masechtas Gittin, it says, Ish plainly aid kosher. It says that person is a witness, let's say Yaakov is a witness, is kosher. So therefore, even if you cut off Reuven Ben, it's still going to be kosher. So that the Gemara says, no, the likes of Eid. It doesn't even say, it just says Reuven Ben Yaakov. It doesn't say Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid. So just writing Yaakov doesn't say anything. Reuven Ben Yaakov says something. Just saying Yaakov, okay. And therefore, since it doesn't say witness, if you're going to be left just with Yaakov, it's not going to verify anything. Therefore, there's no concern about cutting off the words Reuven Ben. Or if you want, you could say another answer. It does say, it would be left with the words Yaakov Eid. It says the word witness. But the thing is, the Edinin Ba, the Hochasim is Yada, We know regarding this signature that we're verifying as we continue to Medbeis is Lav de Yaakov. It's not Yaakov. In other words, because in this country, in this town, there is nobody with the name Yaakov that would have written his and signed on this deed. There's a Reuven, the son of Yaakov. So if he's going to cut off Reuven Ben, and you live with Yaakov Aid, if there was someone in town that was named Yaakov, then yeah, we would run in that concern. But the reason why we're not concerned in this situation is because there is no other person with that name Yaakov, and that's why there's no concern about if it's going to cut off the bottom line, because he's been left with Yaakov Aid, and there's no such a person, and therefore that wouldn't make his document kosher anyway, so therefore there's no concern for Rabbi and Abba about cutting off the bottom line. But in that, the Gemara asked a different question. But if still, if you'll be left with Yaakov Aid, v'dilma b'shmei da'avua, maybe Reuven, with the name of his father Yaakov, is chasim. That's how Reuven signs. And that was maybe his custom to honor his father, a way of recalling his father. He would sign with his father's name. And maybe, therefore, it does refer to Reuven. And therefore, we might come to kasher and say the document is kosher by just saying Yaakov 8. That's the Gemara. No, leshavik in shmei didei. A person does not leave out his own name, but chasim shmei da'avua, and sign in his father's name. Even as a way of respecting your father, you would write Reuven ben Yaakov. But you wouldn't leave out your own name, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say, if it would say Yaakov Aid, that would mean Reuven himself, and since there is no Yaakov, or if let's say it doesn't say Aid, therefore it's not going to be kosher. But that the Gemara asks a different question. But v'dilma simana ba'amahu d'shavi, but maybe he makes his father's name, you're right, he wouldn't sign with his father's name, because that's not how you identify yourself. You identify yourself with your own name, and maybe the son of that person. But maybe he's not using it because he's signing with his father's name. Maybe it's just an identifying feature. It's just like a symbol. Not because he's signing like that, because many people, that's their custom, that they just write like a letter or a sign or a shape of something, let's say that they have on their rings, which has an engraving, which from that they can recognize that I'm the one that sealed it. But not because it's signing my name. As the Gemara says, the Rav Tzair Kaver. Rav would go ahead and he would make a figure of a fish. And that's what he would do in his documents. Instead of signing his name, he would just make the shape of a fish. And everybody knew that that was his signature, and that helped just like as if he was signing his name. Which Rashbam says that those who say that maybe that was based on their activities, because let's say Rav was customary would eat fish, and Reb Chanina, who was Tzair Harusa, that he would actually make an image of the palm tree branches, and that he would actually make that image in place of his name, that maybe he actually would eat dates. But it was just, again, it was just a sign that they would use, which would take the place of their signature. And Rav Chizda, he would actually write a samach, which was from his name. Chizda had a samach. Rav Hoshe Ayin, he would use an ayin, which is also in his name. Rav Abba Rav Huna Makusa, he would go out and make the image of a mast of a ship. But they would use these things, and maybe when he signs Yaakov, it's not because he's using it as a name, but it's just like a symbol. And maybe therefore it should be kosher, and we should be concerned that he might cut off the words Reuven Ben. That says the Gemara, no lechotzef inish. A person does not have the audacity, leshavi leshmei davu siman. A person would not make his father's name into a symbol. It's not appropriate, and therefore we'd have to be concerned that we should assume that Yaakov Aid means Reuven, the son of Yaakov. And again, therefore, since there's no option of saying that means Reuven by using his father's name as a symbol, then no one would cut off Reuven Ben because there is no such person Yaakov, and therefore it wouldn't make it kosher anyway. Now, the Gemara now goes back and says, Mazucha Amar, he says, in regards to the whole line of questioning, he says, Lamalach Kulihai, why do you need all these contrived answers to answer all these questions that Rambam was asking to Rav Chizda in Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba's interpretation? But says Mazucha, I can tell you a very simple answer. Similar to what was said up until now, but an answer that will answer all these other questions. Any document, kol mekusher, any get mekusher, that's this bound document, that we said that the witness is assigned on the outside opposite the writing on the other side, that we said that they were signed along the length from the beginning of the document till the end of the document, whether it goes from the top down or from the down up, says Mazutra, if she'ein eidav kolam b'shita achas, if the witnesses do not end on one line, puzzle, it's going to invalidate it. In other words, they have to start their signatures equal, one below the other ones, to end on the same exact line. Therefore, says Mazutra, whether if they started signing the three of them from the bottom line, which is going from bottom up, or whether they started their signing from the top line and they ended on the bottom line, either way, it answers all the questions about adding on or cutting off. You can't add on the bottom of the document because you can't sign opposite, meaning by writing more and adding another signature, because we said they all have to end on the same line. And neither could you cut off and take off a bottom line that would be incriminating for the document holder at the end, because if you're going to cut off one of the names of the witnesses, you're going to be cutting off from all the names of the witnesses. And that would be way too suspicious, because if one person signed like that, but if all of them to sign like that, it definitely looks like you cut off. And therefore, it says Majutra, this concept, which is similar to what was said beforehand, that they would sign perpendicular, but he added an element, which is what Majutra is saying answers all the questions, where they would take up the entire space and everyone would end on the same line. Not that it would be, let's say, a space that one would start and the other ones could sign wherever they want. No, they all have to be, and therefore you can't add or cut off, and therefore that answers the question according to Remember Abba, why we have no concern of the one who's holding the document of creating a forgery, of adding on lines or cutting off, because they all end and begin at the same point, taking up the entire space of the document.